This is KCUR 89.3. The influential writer Langston Hughes was born in Missouri, grew up in Kansas, and rose to fame during the Harlem Renaissance. Three professors at the University of Kansas have recently relaunched a publication with essays devoted to Hughes and his legacy. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf spoke with the editor, Anthony Bolden.
When you talk to young people, what do you tell them about Langston Hughes, and how do you get them excited?
I teach Hughes's poem, The Cat and the Saxophone, 2 a.m. And we have a lot of fun with that in class because when most readers read it the first time, they're bewildered. And when we decode it, everybody gets a kick out of it.
Do you know a little off the top of your head?
It's really a painting in words of the nightlife in Harlem. And so it's a couple who are having fun in a speakeasy, but they're listening to a song. And the song goes something of the sort, everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. But in between these lyrics, which are capitalized in the poem, there's a conversation between the two lovers. And it ends with, they dance to Charleston. So, but it's, you can't really tell that there's a song and a conversation going on. So it's a bit disorienting.
And the original Langston Hughes Review launched in 1982, but then stopped in 2011. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Could you tell me why it was revitalized this year?
In many ways, the current group of writers, that is to say, creative writers and scholars, have yet to offer meaningful critiques or explanations for why we're experiencing some of the things that are happening, or to demonstrate a clear understanding of the critical problems that we face. And Hughes, even though he lived essentially a century ago, his understanding of very fundamental issues and circumstances in the U.S. provide a source of vision and at least potential analyses of our current situation.
How would you describe Hughes' legacy?
With the economic shifts and development of the 21st century, many African Americans have been displaced from the cities. And so that, you know, growing up in a predominantly black neighborhood like Harlem, most of the artists of the 20th century reflected these realities. There was a certain kind of insight that they had into the nature of American society that they inherited from their parents and grandparents, who may not have had opportunities to pursue formal education, but they had other kinds of ways of knowing, if you will. And so I think as we progress in time, I think his perception of reality and his wit, we don't find people, a lot of people who have the capacity for humor anymore. Hughes delighted in humor, and he was capable of using it, you know, effectively himself. So a lot of the qualities and characteristics of his writing, I think, will become increasingly valuable to the extent that we look at them carefully in the 21st century.
That was Anthony Bolden speaking with KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf about a new publication called The Langston Hughes Review. You'll find more information at kcur.org.